Chelsea at breakfast.
BBC Radio Manchester.
Don't forget, Gino De Campo is going to be here live in the studio with me at 8:30 this morning at now just gone 8:15. If I hit a bit of this music. Cast your mind back to not too long ago when the British astronaut Tim Peake went into space. Well, that was nothing because now he's live here with me in the studio. How does it feel in comparison, Tim?
Good morning. Oh, it easily matches the experience
easily
of space.
Matches it, easily. I can imagine. Thank you for joining us. I know you've got a really busy day. You've got a book out and you're going to be live on Deansgate later on with it at Waterstones. But firstly, I mean, you have done something that so few of us will ever do that we only dream to do. Does it change you as a person forever?
It does change you, yeah. I don't think anyone can go into space and look down on planet Earth and for it not to really change your perspective. But I mean, most of me and my colleagues will try and stay grounded when we get back, but you will always be thinking back to that experience. And it's funny, it just catches you out at moments during the day when you might see something that just makes you remember the view that you had of planet Earth.
There'll be lots of children listening now, I imagine, who, go to Jodrell Bank and you know, that they have that love of space. But how do they go from that to becoming an astronaut? What was your journey?
It's a long process. And what I always tell the young children is really try and focus on what it is that interests you and follow that. Because if you're passionate about something, you're going to be good at it. But clearly nobody leaves school or university and becomes an astronaut. The space agencies are interested in what did you do before you became an astronaut. So that's what you have to focus on. My journey was as a test pilot.
And your outfit and the capsule was recently here in Manchester. It was the Science and Industry Museum. I saw it. It was ginormous.
Yeah, well, the whole spacecraft is quite large. The actual descent module that we come back in is pretty cramped inside. Just three of us, squeezed in there. But of course, the smaller it is, the lighter it is, and the easier it is to launch into space and return to the Earth's atmosphere. And it takes a pretty heavy punishment coming back through the atmosphere as well.
I can only imagine. I mean, watching films like Gravity, I suppose they're as close as we will ever get. Do you watch them and feel that they are lifelike, or are they ridiculous? You know, you
no,
think, well,
I
that
love
would never
science
happen.
Fiction. Yeah, I love all those movies. I thought Gravity a little bit ridiculous from the sort of accuracy, the scientific.
Do you mean the bit where George Clooney's just floating by
and using a fire extinguisher to fly yourself around?
Yeah,
but I thought the cinematography in Gravity was beautiful and it was really accurate. I mean, that is very much how we see Earth. So I think they really got that right.
Now, I know that you've been touring virtual reality. It's an exhibition, isn't it? And you've been in Rochdale this week to give some school children a bit of an idea of what it's like to go into space. We've gone to Harwood Park Primary School and we've got some children who've got some questions for
okay.
you. Okay, here's question one for you.
Miss Amelia, and I wanted to ask you, how did you feel after your time in space?
Good question, Amelia. For the first 24, 48 hours, actually, you feel dreadful. Coming back to Earth, I mean, you're delighted to see friends and families and the experience of the smells of Earth and the fresh air and being back is wonderful. But physically, you feel quite sick, disorientated, your balance is off, your vestibular system's all messed up. And that takes about 48 hours before you actually feel good.
I remember seeing you like on a run, tied to like a running machine.
Yes, well, so part of our rehabilitation, obviously the body goes through massive changes when you go into space and your body's really trying to adapt to become the perfect space being. And your heart muscle shrinks and you lose body fluid, your bones change, your muscles change, your immune system, everything. And when you get back to Earth, that reverses itself very quickly. And so we have to go through a very strict rehabilitation process to make sure that we don't do any damage to ourselves.
Wow, absolutely. Okay, well, let's have another one.
What is it like in space? What does a rocket look like inside?
Okay, so inside a rocket, it's very cramped. There's lots of instruments. It takes a long time in the simulators to learn how to fly a spacecraft and to learn what everything does. But essentially, spacecraft are amazing vehicles and they are our lifeboats on the space station. If anything goes wrong at any time during our 6 months up there, we go to our spacecraft, we undock and we would come back. So we're always very fond of our spacecraft.
Now, we've been talking about crisps on the show this morning because Jeremy Vine tweeted a picture of himself yesterday holding up a bag of Christmas tree flavoured crisps, which he wasn't very impressed about. So we've been compiling a list of crisps that we would design, things like tiger loaf crisp, pea and ham, Yorkshire pudding flavour. Could I tempt you with any of these?
Well, Yorkshire pudding sounds lovely, yeah.
It's quite a nice absolutely. One, isn't it? Can you take crisps into space?
Well, you can, but it's not advisable. They make a terrible mess.
Do they?
Yeah, really, really hard to eat. Crumbs everywhere. I took a bag of pistachio nuts and opened it in my crew quarter, and I was finding nuts for about 2 weeks afterwards.
Really?
Yeah, this was a disaster.
I do remember tasting Spaceman ice cream at Dodderell Bank once, which was all the air had been sucked out with these funny little cubes.
Yeah, sticks your teeth together.
Yeah.
It's not so good.
Not so keen on that. So you've got this amazing book out.
Yes.
You've got it there with you. What is it? I mean, kids are going to love this, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, so this is the Astronaut Selection Test Book, and it's a great fun puzzle book, but you know, it also gives people a flavour of what it's like to go through the astronaut selection process. I went through that in 2008 and 2009. It's a year-long process, and was selected to be an astronaut afterwards. So we decided to put all of the kind of tests and puzzles that we have to go through into a book, and people can challenge themselves as to whether they have the right stuff to go to space.
Wow, okay. And so you're going to be at Waterstones today on Deansgate in Manchester. What time will you be there today?
Yes, 5 o'clock this evening. Waterstones, Deansgate, Manchester. Looking forward to that.
It's going to be busy, you know, Tim.
It's going to be great. I like
because there's going to be, like I say, I just think children in particular. I had this crazy obsession with space. It's not a male or female thing. It's absolutely across the board. So to be able to meet you, that's actually done this and you know, meet you with this book and learn about how to become an astronaut is going to be incredible.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait.
Lovely. Well, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you this morning. Good luck with today, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Chelsea at breakfast.
BBC Radio Manchester.